Well, Dave and Amy Freeman are somewhere in a kayak in the Florida area. They are finishing up the final stage of their North American Odyssey, and they've taken time to join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you in the world?
We are along the Intercoastal Waterway near a small town called Swansboro, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yep, right along the coast in a salt marsh.
In a salt marsh. Well, so you haven't made it to Florida yet. I thought maybe you would have made it to Florida, but
It'll be a few more months before we get to Florida.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, now you can't tell me it takes you that long to paddle to Florida, so you're going to be doing lots of other stuff in between times, I'll bet.
Well, we're doing some school visits and presentations, but it's still a long ways away, so it's slow going. Just working our way down the coast.
Now, when you're in the Intercoastal Waterway, it's between land and that island range, right, outside of the North Carolina in that area?
Yeah, there are bare islands that run down the coast starting just south of New York City. And actually, you can take the Intercoastal Waterway all the way around to the mouth of the Mississippi River and even over towards the Mexican border, so it goes all along the Gulf of Mexico as well. Some parts are natural, and then other parts they've actually dug canals, basically to connect natural waterways.
Also helps the barriers for the salt marshes along the coast, I think, too.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, now listen. So what's up next? You're coming down through the Intercoastal Waterway, go around Florida. What happens after that?
Well, our final destination is Key West, Florida, and so once we get there, we're gonna come back. We're coming back to Cook County. So. Yep. Some people have told us we should paddle up the Mississippi River to get back, but I think we're going to be ready for a break. So we're going to take the car.
Ready to stash the paddles, huh? Hey,
yep.
Listen. Now I don't want to bait you here, but you know I know you guys, and you don't sit still very long. And you got something else planned for the Wilderness Classroom?
Well, we've got a few things planned for the Wilderness Classroom. We're partnering with a group called Polar Explorers, and they're actually sending a team to the South Pole starting tomorrow, and then in the spring, sort of right as we're finishing the North American Odyssey in early April, they're going to be sending a team to the North Pole. And so students will be able to follow both of those expeditions through the Wilderness Classroom. Amy and I are planning to take a little bit of a break. We're tentatively starting to look into planning a dog sledding project up in Alaska for not this spring, but the spring after that. But we're planning to take sort of a substantial break after we get done. We're looking forward to spending some time up in Cook County.
Well, it'd be nice to actually see you guys around Cook County, you know.
I know. We've been gone for a long time. So yeah. we're looking forward to sort of, you know, being able to regroup for a while.
Well, at least Lonnie Dupree sticks around for a while before he takes off on one of his adventures. But you've been gone a long time. I mean, there have been some breaks in between, but this is quite a trip. How are you holding up? How are the electronics holding up?
Yeah, everything's fine. We're doing well, and all of our equipment is doing really well. It's amazing. We've got these Current Designs kayaks that have thousands and thousands of miles on them, and they're still perfectly sound. And that basically holds true for almost all of our equipment. So it's yeah, everything's going really well.
Well, anybody that wants to check in with you guys can follow you, whether you're a school kid or an adult like me, by going to the Wilderness Classroom website. I have to say that one of my favorite pictures of this past year is Amy in a kayak going past the Statue of Liberty. That was a great shot. I mean, that was incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty neat to be able to paddle right through New York City and right past the Statue of Liberty. I think it was something we'd looked forward to for a long time. You know, we thought that would be really neat. But when we actually did it, it was pretty powerful. New York City is an amazing place.
Especially from a kayak.
Yeah, not an unusual vantage point.
Yes.
And the one thing we didn't realize about that is there are very strong currents in the Hudson River and the East River.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, so we had to plan our day so we go with the current, because the current can be up to like 7 or 8 miles an hour in places.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
So we had to leave before dawn, and basically it was the sun was rising as we were, and commuters were commuting as we were sort of whizzing past Manhattan. So it was really a unique time to be paddling through the heart of the city.
Dave, this is Roger. I'm just kind of curious, how many students do you have following you through the Wilderness Classroom?
Right now, we're estimating about 2,400 teachers and 75,000 students.
Wow. Wow, that's great.
Well, I tell you, you guys are remarkable, and now that you're sort of back in cell phone range, maybe we can get in touch with you before you get to Florida, and certainly want to talk to you when you get to Key West, because that's been quite the trip. How many thousand miles is this?
It'll be almost 12,000 when we get down to Key West.
Well, we've been speaking with Dave Freeman. He and Amy are in their kayaks, maybe not at the moment, but traveling through the inland waterways. Really good to talk to you again, Dave. Stay safe. Glad you made it through Sandy okay, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you again.
Yes, we look forward to talking to you, too. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.